Thank y'all so much. We are Freevolt. Happy to be here. Enjoy Freevolt.com. Enjoy your life. Do what you want to do with your time. You decide how you feel. All that.
You want to do the legal, Mike?
Oh, yeah, man. This is Freevolt, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Right on.
And we love you for doing that. Remember this. Yeah. So what are we
doing
now?
What do you got
now?
Next? Whatever you want.
Oh, it's freedom. Oh, it's
how many more songs you got, Michael?
Free radio. You got like a couple of days in you?
No.
Oh, okay. Maybe two songs, bro.
Two songs?
Is that cool?
Okay.
Yeah, you want to do
two
that?
More songs, sure.
All right. We'll play a track that is pretty different amongst the whole Freevolt mix. This one is called The Helm. It's off the Once You Say album. It's about, you know, ultimately taking control of your life and steering it in the direction that you want to go. Recognizing that you decide what you do with your time. If you don't like what you do on a day-to-day basis, you don't like your job, it's up to you to quit your job and take the steps towards your own personal bliss. That's up to you. So you want to go to sleep smiling. You want to die without regrets. That is all up to you, my friend.
Right
the
on.
Helm.
That's how I live, brother.
Yeah. I look through the prunes of tooth, hidden beyond that withered skin. To muster up the gusto to come back to this again. Some say it in some beer, body sharp, I don't look damn good. I would kick it down, I'd watch it burn. It would do this world some good.
and make this luminous world our own. In that space that lies between the peace and our own lives, there's nothing stopping us from quashing these customs if we come.
Ah, yeah. Thank y'all so very much for getting down with us. We are Freevolt. Enjoy Freevolt.com. We're going to play one more song for y'all. It's
right
called
on, man.
I Came Here Alone. It's off our first album, Take the Product. And it's about making your own decisions in life, carving your own path. Forget about security and knowing what you're going to do tomorrow. Embrace the unknown. Do things because you want to do them, not because they're the norms or the next man is doing them or your neighbor. Create your own passion and pursue.
Woo! I came here alone.
One, two, three, four.
soul. Love locked me in days in this conception. With the bottom line, live your own. Yeah, that's right. It's got a bottom line. Live your own. Live your own. I can't hear alone. And if it did ask anyone of the way, I can't hear alone. I'm well on, well on, well on the rocket.
Fantastic. Oh boy. Thank y'all so much for getting down with us with Freevolt. It's a good life you're living.
Thank you guys. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Anything you told us about the album?
Yeah, check the new album Once You Say. It was recorded at Evolvement Music Studio in Newburyport, Mass, mastered by Big Timmy Phillips. And we love it. It's 7 tracks of all good titled Once You Say. Check it out. EnjoyFreevolt.com. I'd love to see you out there in the world for a hug and check a show.
Yeah, when's your next show, man?
Oh. EnjoyFreevolt.com. I reference the same thing that you do.
Okay.
/tour.
Playing at a place near you.
Yeah.
I mean, you're constantly on the road,
yeah,
right?
We do like 125 plus nights a year.
Right
throughout
on.
New England mostly, yeah.
So check it out and you'll catch them. And yeah, let's hear some. We'll hear another one off your new album. Let you guys get your stuff together.
Yeah.
And I guess you could still answer a question while you're loading up, right?
Word like, up, yeah.
Like if somebody calls in.
We can do anything. That's the beauty of life.
Right. Beauty of freeform, too. 617-627-3800 if you have a question for the boys. This one's from their new album. And it's called, what's this one called? Without a Plan.
How's that sound? Go for it, bro.
Because
yeah.
I don't have any plan, you know?
There's no plan.
They say you can't go. Yeah.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Water and sun with no other's.
Cause I know
there's forgiveness for those who've been bad, love and joy for the lonely and sad.
Oh, yes, I know
there be peace in the earth and the sky, all of creation, the glow and
oh,
the
yes,
light.
I know
there is justice for those who've been wrong, all of the people who join up in song.
I know.
Thank you.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. I'd like to thank my special guest, Freevolt. And Jimmy James, you got something to say, brother?
Absolutely not, Brian.
Wow.
You're just running in for nothing. I thought you had something exciting.
I was just popping in. And
there was breaking news, but I have to confirm it first. So.
Okay.
It's good. It's all good.
Okay. Breaking news coming up?
Maybe.
All right.
Yep.
Cool. And, yeah, we have passengers still coming up for Rosie.
For Rosie, yep. And, I don't know if she's calling back, but...
Yeah, we're still, like, in the reggae vibe. So, a couple more, and then we'll get to Iggy Pop. And I got something great from George Harrison coming up. And, whatever you guys want. 617-627-3800. Here's Peter Tosh.
Nice.
Close to Mandeville. Belongs to
91.5 WMFO. Some George Harrison there. I didn't know. I guess it was his birthday the other day, Al?
Yes. 2 days ago, was it? 25th?
Don't look at me.
Yeah, 2 days ago.
Oh, happy birthday.
George would have been, George. I believe, 78.
And now he's on cloud nine.
That's right. Huh? Yes. That was good, Brian.
Iggy Pop before that with The Passenger, going out to Rosie. Toots and the Maytals in there. Pressure Drop, Peter Tosh, Johnny B. Good. And you know the rest. Have a request. 617-627-3800. So I guess the list is in, huh? Al, this is the list for
Limelight Magazine.
Limelight Magazine.
Music Awards.
Music Awards. So basically Boston Music Awards.
Well, it's a little different where this is where the fans vote, not critics and inside people.
Let's see, who's on here? Live Artists of the Year. These are nominations, right?
Right.
Live Artists of the Year. We have My Mother's Mustache in there. Male Vocalist. Phil Pacino, John Pohida, Album of the Year, Fire King with a Double Trouble.
You know it.
Video of the Year is Suzanne McNeil.
That's one I filmed.
Oh, cool. All
right.
Sister Hands.
Sister's Hands.
Sister's Hands.
Yeah.
And Album of the Year Solo. Is that her too?
Is what?
That's what I'm reading. Album of the Year Solo, Susan McNeil.
Yeah.
All right.
Mary Lou Lord, she's, this is album. That's it. Album of the Year Solo, Mary Lou Lord for Backstreet Angels.
Great record.
Nominated for singer-songwriter is Suzanne McNeil. Again, correct. Suzanne McNeil. Yeah. Band of the Year, Pop Gun.
That's it.
Wow.
Pop Gun.
Right.
Now we get some real bands.
These are just the nominations, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you have just this week.
Why? Did they have crappy bands last year? I forget.
Well, no, I'm comparing it to other music awards where the people that are out there playing never get nominated.
Right.
There you go.
Right.
I mean, I think it was Boston Music Awards, they nominated Peter Wolf.
Yeah, who hasn't been out
really.
He
didn't do anything.
You don't have to cry about it, Al.
I'm not.
Let's do something from Double Trouble to start. We'll play a little something from all these people.
Cool.
It's Fire King with a sentimental education from Double Trouble.
I got too sentimental for my Girl's got daggers in her eyes. She says she's not, but she's surprised when a legion of her friends are rising up to help pretend that she's okay. All right. Boy's got silver on his tongue.